The top 10 things you ought to know about school.
Number 10, don't watch TV while you're studying.
Number 9, review your test papers after the tests.
Number 8, work hard to get better knowledge, even if your results are not the highest.
Number 7, have an open mind about all points of view.
Number 6, have smart friends.
Number 5, if you have bad news from school, tell your parents the moment you enter the car, otherwise you're never going to tell them.
Number 4, it's important to participate in school activities.
Number 3, do your work. Get over it. There's no magic secret behind it.
Number 2, recognize that to start studying earlier is better.
Number 1, information is not equal to intelligence.
Decision 1, school. There were 3 things I didn't like about high school. Homework, homework, and homework, in that order. But there was one thing I did like, poetry. I had several friends that also got into poetry, too. We'd write stupid poems and share them with each other to see who could come up with the dumbest one of all. My best candidate for the all-dumb list was written when I was about 16 years old. It was New Year's Day, and I'd been watching football games on TV with my brothers David and Steven. Lounging on the couch, we'd snarf down a mountain of junk food, pizza, nachos, soda, and everything else unhealthy, and I had a whopping headache. Late in the day, we fell asleep. I later awoke to this strange sensation. I looked over, and to my horror, I saw my calf stuck to Steven's. We were both wearing shorts, you see, and our calves were kind of glued together by this thin film of sweat. Sick! I later captured the spirit of that moment in this poem. Fat and warm. Feeling as if I were dead, rolling thunder in my head. Pizza, nachos, donuts too, bulging shirts and smelly shoes. Suddenly, sickly, comes a storm. Your leg touches mine. It's fat and warm. I entered a few writing contests while in school, and based on my poem, I'll bet you're not surprised I never won a thing. But I did discover that I had a passion for language, and this discovery helped me decide what to study in college and what to do and be when I grew up. This brings me around to the first most important decision you'll ever make. What are you going to do about school, about your education? Why is this one of the 6 most important decisions? It's simple. What you do about school during your teen...